Hello, welcome to Universal Soul Love. This is Detective David Love. Welcome to the show. I'm here with Philip Elton Collins, who is a channeler, author, and healer, and the co-founder of Angel News Network. And we're very excited to have you today with us, Philip. Thank you for being on the show.
It's great to be here. It's wonderful we can cross these international boundaries.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always difficult with these time zone issues, but hey, it's part of the divine plan, so I'm just glad to be a part of it. I'm glad to have you on the show as well.
Happy to be here.
So I met you through mutual friend Jonah Bolt, who is the host of Starseed Radio, and heard your show, and you and Joel are excellent channelers. And I was very excited that you accepted my offer to be on Universal Soul Love. And I just would like to maybe have you tell us a little bit about your background and experiences and how you came to produce the Angel News Network, which I know a lot of our audience members listen to, or they read up on your information and follow you.
Well, the first thing I'd like to respond to is this show that we're doing with Jonah Bolt on Starseed Radio. What we do is we sort of check in with the current events of the day, and I think we'll all agree our planet is in a state of chaos and upheaval. And then what I do is I go into trance and I connect with various higher frequencies, the fifth dimensional frequencies beyond the psychic realm. And often the Galactic Federation or the Archangelic Realms or the Ascended Masters or the Inner Earth Civilizations, and they give a perspective of what's going on. And we feel this is really, really important because they take the drama out of it and they explain the why and the how of exactly what's happening. So that's how you and I met. My background is filmmaking. I was director of marketing for Industrial Light Magic commercials with George Lucas for many years. Tony and Ridley Scott. Ridley currently has the movie Martian out. We were partners in London and New York and Los Angeles for many years, and we were servicing the commercial industry, the advertising industry, with the talents and gifts of some really talented directors, and then we brought the visual effects of Lucasfilms into it, and so that was about a 35-year whirlwind experience, traveling 400,000 to 500,000 miles a year for a long time. And within whole process of film production, I began interested in alternative medicine and Reiki and light ascension training, and was actually trained by a gentleman named Robert Baker in New York City through the Archangelic Realms of Gabriel. So I was never really trained as a light ascension therapist through a human mind. So I got used to really dealing with wisdoms beyond the human mind. And through that process, I became a channel myself. And my educational background is journalism, so most of the realms that I channel open up to question and answer, which is a wonderful way for people to integrate the information and the wisdom and apply it to themselves and take it out. I don't know if we'll have time tonight, but I could do a short channeling. I go into trance very, very quickly. But the Angel News Network, theangelnewsnetwork.com is our website, and then I have one also, philipeltoncollins.com. The mission of these websites is to connect with these higher frequencies, to bring their wisdoms and teachings and messages and tools and exercises into humanity in order to assist us in raising our consciousness, thus assisting in the ascension evolutionary process of the planet and the species. And we take these messages and tools and exercises, and we're all trained writers and workshop facilitators, and put them in pretty concise, accessible formats for the individual. So that's the who, you know, and the what of what we're doing. And you and I were delineating earlier today about the difference between psychic. We're currently in the third dimension, as most of us know, experiencing life through our emotions, our thoughts, and our physicality as a result of how we balance or imbalance the energy within our bodies, creating disease or creating healing. And that's where we are now. When we go to sleep and when we first leave this frequency in what we call so-called death, that's the psychic and the astral realm, the 4D. That's a disembodied reflection of this frequency. That is not the frequency I connect with. I connect with the frequency beyond that one, which is 5D and beyond. And within the fifth dimensions and beyond are the teachings and wisdoms. What's the great thing about the psychic is that it really allows us to know there's something else other than our physicality. It allows us to know that we have a state of formlessness. But there's not a whole lot of teaching within that. When you get into the next realm beyond it, which is beyond the human experience, then you get into the higher realm teaching. So I just wanted to delineate on that.
Can I ask you about that a little bit? That is interesting. I attended a spiritualist, a number of spiritualist churches for a few years where we did psychic development mediumship classes. And I do make the mistake of sometimes calling channelers psychic mediums, and there is a clear difference between the two, where a medium sort of gets secondhand information and relates it to a person from a spirit, and channeler actually speaks for the spirit or entity speaks through the person directly. But so you call the psychic realm is the fourth dimension or the astral realm, and
that's the disembodied reality of this. When you go to sleep at night and you have your dreams, it's taking place right. in that 4D. And so why it seems confusing when you wake up is because it's a disembodied aspect of yourself with no time and no distance. I mean, we're all psychic. I mean, and within that realm, there is no past, there is no future, there's only now. And that's how talented psychics can actually predict the future within the 3D frequency. I used to have a school that awakened the psychic ability in people in Manhattan and New York City in order just to prepare them to go on and connect for 5D. But most of your higher realms wisdoms are going to come from 5D and beyond.
Okay, so can I ask you, occasionally when I get, say, mental spirit communication, that would be from the fourth dimension, 4D communication from spirits, whereas if I get sort of inspired messages from what I think is sort of a higher source or a higher power, that's coming from the fifth dimension or above?
Correct, and they usually will identify themselves. I mean, when I first started channeling,
they do.
They let me know it was the archangelic realm of Uriel, and I wasn't even sure who Uriel was. And the most important thing I think we should share with our listening audience is that there's nothing special about being able to do this. We're all being prepared to be multidimensional,
no.
meaning that we're being able to communicate and to live within 3D, 4D, and 5D, because they're all aspects of being human. They're all aspects of being human. So we choose within our soul plan, our purpose in being here. We choose, and then we're chosen for these 5D frequencies to be messengers of them. And they usually come to you, and they let you know specifically who they are and what their mission is. And there are thousands of us all over the planet like that.
It is really interesting, and like you said, anyone can do this. And I did it through meditation, just... And I could never do this. And this was initially, I thought it was something that I couldn't do. And it took time and it took practice, just like going to the gym and working out. You have to just have a daily meditation routine or whatever. I don't know. That's how I did it, anyhow. And this suddenly opened up for me.
The trick is to get yourself out of the way. The mantra that I use before I go into trance is, this is not about me. I release myself from myself in order to receive what I am to receive to serve humanity. And so I totally block my ego, my mental body, my emotional body, and I evaporate. And then I allow these frequencies to come in. Sometimes I know who they are because I channel several. And so does my colleague, Jeff Fasano, who's based in Los Angeles. And then our spiritual journalist, we call Joe Anastasi, who he's just moved down to South Florida, where I am right now, from New York City. And then we have a social media publicist, Omar Prince, in New York. So we have New York, L.A., and Florida. We have this triangle. I call it the sacred triangle taking place within how we're working. But what's cool
Excellent.
About this is I think everybody's waking up to their ability to do it. Some of us are just wayshores and assisting and showing people how to do it and have the confidence in doing it. Because when you first start, the mental body will always say, you're making this up. This is not really real. And then when you go back and you listen to it or you transcribe it, you really realize, hey, I didn't have the capacity to do that. And if we want to, I can take our 5 or 10 minutes, go into trance for 5 or 10 minutes, and sort of share what that feels like and what it sounds like, and you can actually talk to those entities themselves. since we're going into the Christ consciousness season, Christ meaning soul, consciousness meaning awakening, the awakening of the soul, we could do something around that if that resonates either now or at another time.
Okay, that would be great. And I just want to comment and echo what you just said, a couple of points that I did feel that way. I felt that my thoughts initially were getting in, my thoughts and emotions were getting in the way of this open channel, this open communication with these higher sources and spirits and guides and teachers. And I also, you know, I thought that these are just my thoughts. But then later I came to realize and become more familiar. When I became more familiar with what my thoughts are and my true self, I began to differentiate between what was not my thoughts and what was coming to me from an outside source. And that channel became clearer over time and more fine-tuned. So that is, you know, the process that you mentioned is what I went through. So it's,
yeah,
it's,
I think it's what everyone will or already does. I mean, I've written a lot of books, and the wisdom and the depth of the applied knowledge and wisdom within them is beyond any mental or intellectual capacity that I have as a human being. I mean, I've written dictionaries, I've written phrases of presence that raise our vibration and totally elevate us into another state of consciousness. I mean, I'm not capable of that. So
no,
the first thing to really realize is, hey, this is coming from somewhere else.
That's how I felt. You look at this stuff and I think exactly what you just said. I said, I don't know where this is coming from, but this is not my material. I couldn't come up with this stuff. It's just not, it's sort of a part of my greater self. You know, I feel like I'm just an aspect of this bigger consciousness that I'm drawing this stuff from, these inspired words or whatever. And but who knows? But that's how I feel about it.
You're spot on, man. Every Thursday night, most often every Thursday night at 7 o'clock on the East Coast USA time, we do a thing called Divine Discussions where I go into trance, or my partner, Jeff Fasano in Los Angeles, goes into trance, and they have a message, and they'll have a teaching, and then they'll open it up to Q&A. And they're able to go into the light body of the individual, past life and present, and totally reveal what is standing in the way for that person activating their reason to be here. I mean, it's the most amazing. I'm a trained therapist, so it's the most amazing therapeutic process for an individual to go through, to experience that here's an entity that knows everything about you since you've ever existed, and however many lifetimes you've ever had, and they're able to assist you in developing tools to free yourself from yourself. They won't tell you what to do. They won't predict the future. That's psychic. That's astral. That is not what we're being. We're being giving you the tools for you to free yourself.
To guide people through the process and facilitate the awakening process. That's this wonderful service that you're providing. And it's a shame that Lana couldn't be here, you know, being a medical doctor in mental health and a psychotherapist. It's interesting because I think that any person who got confused by this and went to a mental health professional and said, I'm getting messages from the spirit world, they might be put on medication, you know, for schizophrenia or something. And it may very well be that these people are actually just being disturbed by spirit voices and not understanding what it's all about. And so it's...
Yeah, I just had the daughter of one of my students and my assistant. She committed suicide. And I really realized I'm going to be facilitating her funeral this weekend. And I really realized that if she felt she had to leave, she had to kill herself because she was connecting with things and she didn't understand what it was, and it frightened her, and she didn't feel like anyone around her understood what it was. I mean, that's how acute it can become. But talking about your colleague Lana, I mean, I lecture at hospitals on the true cause of disease and how to create permanent healing. And now doctors and nurses and hospitals are getting more and more open to an integrated, comprehensive form of healing that involves what they do to a certain degree and some of this alternative aspects. And so they're open to listening about how emotions create thoughts, which create the balance or imbalance of energy moving within your body, which can create what we call disease. And the factor that creates all disease starts in the emotional body. And established medicine is just beginning to understand this principle. So there are way showers like many of us worldwide which are bringing these truths in. So we find ways to deal with slowly bringing this in, realizing that a lot of them are entrenched. The other aspect of medicine is dosage. We have some workshops where we teach people how to connect with a person's body and for that individual to explain how much of a dosage they need, whether it's HIV therapy or cancer therapy or whatever, because we have a system where it's the same dosage for everybody. And that necessarily doesn't serve the highest good for the individual because we're all different. We're different at different ages. We weigh different weights. We're different sexes. And so that's another area that we're hoping to make some, you know, leadway into about, you know, it isn't one dosage for all. It's customizing a dosage for each individual to reduce the toxicity of the treatment. So there's a lot of good things happening and a lot of us showing the way in that.
I think that's important. I'm glad you said that, that, you know, there's a lot of good things happening in the world, and there's a lot of light workers or light healers working with us and extra-dimensional beings working with humanity through what I call the paradigm shift, or what people call the shift in the global issues that are happening in the world and in our personal lives. So we have a lot to be thankful for, and we do have a lot of support. So, and I'm very grateful for the work that you're doing and the work of the Angel News Network. So I think, could we just take a short break?
I'd like to go over a couple of things about using your discernment and your resonance in any work that we're doing. Your discernment, it's how you think about it through your mental body. Your resonance, how you feel about it through your heart. And when you put these together, that's your internal gyro system. And so when we're dealing with metaphysics and spirituality and energetic truth and wisdoms from the higher realms, we want to apply several elements, and I just want to quickly go over some of those are, and you and I can do other things in the future if this resonates. It's very important to be your message, is the first thing that I would say. Pay attention to people who have one persona in public and another persona in their personal life. So we want to see the consistency of, we're all teaching what we need to learn. Let's pay attention to if those we're listening to as teachers are applying and being the message themselves. The second thing is to be in a personal process, a deep examination of the self. And we have a program called the Life Mastery through Archangelic Michael, which Anastasia created through Jeff Fasano, who channeled Archangel Michael. And this develops a program on how to do a deep examination of yourself. And the third element is really realizing your divine right for all of this taking place, that the planet's going through an ascension process. She's in the final 2,000-year cycle of this particular planet to transmute back into light. So we are shifting our chakras, our spiritual DNAs back in from carbon-based reality to a crystalline reality. We also want to pay attention where spirituality gets in the way. We want to be careful thinking that we are special or that we know it all because we are these spiritual messengers. And that's a real handicap with a lot of metaphysicians and something we need to check and balance ourselves on constantly and be sure there's no worshiping the guru involved, that we're allowing people to use their resonance discernment. And last but not least, realizing this is all about love, that we're all in the process to learn to love self, which is a reflection of all there is, and mirror that out to others and then spread that into world service. And you can take each one of those elements and develop a 4 or 5 hour workshop on each one of them. But being your message, being in a personal process, knowing it's your divine birthright for all this to be taking place, understanding spirituality can be in the way or it can be positive, and understanding it's all about learning how to love, love being the building block of everything. So I just wanted to get that in on our first show together.
Thank you. Yeah, those are important points, and I agree 100% with you. The first thing I try to do before you look at the other person and what's happening outside of you is to check in with your own thoughts and feelings and check in with yourself and see how what your own mind is saying and how you're feeling about a particular situation outside of yourself, so that you're not getting in your own way and dealing with the other person or the situation. And I guess that's part of discernment. And I love the word discernment being a private detective, because that it's about getting accurate information. And even intuition can be off sometimes if you're not in touch with yourself, with your own feelings. So, and like you said, you could develop you could put together week-long workshops on any one of those points that you brought up. So very, very important. And the ego can certainly get in the way very easily, and our belief systems can get in the way very easily of us being effective in life with other people, so, and our relationships. So thank you for that. And I have a question.
That gift of that internal gyro system, our resonant discernment, and it's not what Philip at the Ingenuity Network says or anything that comes through me. It's you listening to it and applying your resonant discernment and says, yes, that will help me, or that will help me help others or whatever, and then apply it. And that doesn't interfere with your freedom of choice and your freedom of will, which is a unique gift of this particular planet. Not every planet, not every solar system, not every galaxy has it. So there's nothing that's allowed to interfere with that free choice and will, and using discernment and resonance protects that.
Excellent. I like that.
Yeah.
Free will is an interesting topic. Some people think we have too much free will, and other independent thinkers think we don't have enough and there's too much control. I don't know. Those are all interesting.
Well, we signed a human contract before we came here, and that's a whole, that could be a whole other show if we wanted to, about what is the human contract and where we came from and how we got here and how we're choosing to learn right now, largely through our duality and our separation, which often leads to confrontation. But the timeline on that is coming to an end.
But I understand as well.
Yeah, I mean, even though we're in all this upheaval, our ascension process is an individual one of inside out, not outside in. So what these higher realms are giving us are the tools to heal from inside out, then take that inside out into the world, not necessarily having to apply from outside in. So it's that freedom of self and healing of self, which is the foundation of all of this.
Right. It's interesting that you mentioned that duality is a learning tool, and even conflict can be a learning tool, although that's sort of coming to an end, is coming to an end. But I learned that as well. I guess we didn't... maybe use duality as well as we could have as a learning tool. But in any case, I do have a question.
Just interject this here before you have your question. The deal is we are learning what is through what is not, through duality, separation, and often confrontation. I'll say that again. We've chosen as being human, often as a learning tool, because it's the only way we can master it and learn it, to learn what is through what is not. That's a tough way to learn, but that's where we're at as an evolution of our species.
Yeah.
So this is the only way we can get it down, since we're in this final cycle of ascension for the planet, returning to light. That's the cycle of creation. We came from light, we're returning to light. This is a way to effect a permanent healing for humanity. What's your question?
That is a nice way to look at it. Rather than looking at this as sort of a global apocalypse, it's much better to look at this as the ascension process. And it is a difficult way to learn to look at what you don't want in order to see what you really do want. And I've had to learn those lessons, and I still do.
Now when we look at this apocalypse, we're really looking at victimhood. What I'm talking about is taking responsibility for how we're choosing to learn, which eliminates victimhood and puts you into ownership. Taking ownership of how we're choosing to learn reduces and eliminates victimhood.
I agree with you 100% on that. Thank you for that. So I guess when you go into trance, and if you'd like to do that, I do have a question of my own. I think I'd
let me go into trance, and I think who I'm going to bring in right now is Mother Earth, because here we are going into Christ consciousness season, which really transcends even Christianity, Christ being soul, and consciousness being awakening. And let's see what Mother Earth has to say to us. Just give me one moment here. Greetings, beloved humans, being human. This is your Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, coming to you at this time of your Christ consciousness, the awakening of your souls, dear ones. This is the second coming. The second coming has come now, dear children. As you continue to live upon my body, your planet Earth, I wish to remind you of my beingness as a conscious, feeling, God-parent power and force whom in your recent history you have not learned to honor or obey. As a consequence of this, a clearing and cleansing of both of us is taking place so that we may both survive in the creation of what you're calling a new paradigm, dear children. This survival represents a great second coming of your higher self, planet, solar system, galaxy, and universe. New structures of energy are being built in your human energy nervous systems that reflect what is taking place outside you. You are now uniting with the 12 new chakra systems, which reflect the 12 star systems that seeded your planet and helped create humanity. Divine love is awakening and encoding, downloading a rebirth of unity and we consciousness in your beingness. You were born for this now moment, dear children. You have chosen to be here now for this great shift, this new paradigm shift. It is also time to accept with compassion all the wounds and ego defenses you created to learn what is through what is not. That end time has come, dear children. You don't have to learn this way anymore. Through divine love, a divine alchemy process is transpiring with portals of vortices that are taking place recently on your 1212, next on your 1221, and your 1225 to allow you to move and to expand your divine blueprint, soul plans, into God power, dear children. You will create new communities of equality, harmony, and balance, reflecting the divine being you truly are. The primary tool in all this comes through your higher selves, I Am Presence, Christ Consciousness Connections, dear children. This will be a time of introspection and possibly disruption of the old patterns that no longer serve your higher good or that of your planet. Old structures, patterns being destroyed and torn down. You're experiencing that in your current events at this time. This clearing and cleansing of planet and person are essential, dear children. Be forgiving of the chaos that just might occur. Fill your hearts with gratitude for what we must be and do together, dear children. In effect, a divine alchemy process through your I Am Presence, Christ consciousness, is transforming you, your structure from carbon-based to crystalline, especially in the empowerment of this season. You are essential beings of light. It is time to be and to know this. This transformation process allows the higher frequency of Christ light to be experienced and encoded as you move from the old to the newness of oneness, dear children. The laws of karma and cause and effect are ending. You don't need to learn this way anymore if you so choose. If you're reading this or hearing this or seeing this or feeling this, you are aligned with the Christ energy, the God power, new life. This process will continue for several years. This is a beginning, not an ending, of the new you and world and our survival to achieve our divine destiny, to be ascended masters in service to all there is. It only takes a small percentage of you to affect the necessary changes to create the new world shift, the new world paradigm. It all awaits you, dear children. So your Mother Earth asks you, what do you choose? This so-called ascension process of which we speak is a natural evolution and cycle of all planets. Look up into the night sky, dear children. All those stars went through a process not unlike your own. Your ascension process was reactivated a generation ago during the harmonic convergence on the birth date of the channel that we're coming through now. What will take place will be unique for each of you, since each of you is unique, and the world would be incomplete without each and every one of you. Some may not choose ascension, but all will eventually reach the same destination, whatever and whenever you choose, through your freedom of choice and will. Much that is kept hidden from various reasons is yet to be revealed. This will be a game changer in your world. You will fully awaken as to who you are and why you're here. The few controlling the many will no longer be allowed, dear one. This will be largely achieved through your reconnection to the higher realms through your I Am Presence, the connector. See this ascension process as a divine intervention by those forces that love you more than you're capable of even loving yourself right now, dear children. Trust and surrender to the process of divine perfect order. Your heart knows and your mind may doubt. All that has ever stood in your way was your disconnect to the divine realms that are coming to you at this time. Now all that is and all that is not are before you, being transmuted and transformed through the light of your I Am presence and the love forces that created you, dear children. Are you ready to accept and receive this truth now? Soon your world will be governed by God power, reflections of your higher self through councils connected to higher dimensional beings such as we, your mother. Dear children, the second coming is your coming to the realization of all that we speak here. Heed your mother once and for all, dear children. Are there any questions or concerns or clarifications we may give at this time?
I just want to thank you for coming through, Philip, and giving us this wonderful message of inspiration and hope, and just being with us now at this time. And just want to thank you and give gratitude. And I do have one question. Myself, many years ago, I had some out-of-body experiences, and this was my first real contact with the spirit world, I think, where I saw entities that were sort of a lower vibration, if you don't mind me putting it that way. It was a very sort of a fearful experience, and it took me a long time to realize what I was actually what I had actually seen and what these creatures were, and that I was putting my own label on them, of course, and everything. But nonetheless, I do see them as parasitic astral entities. And I believe these are the things that my higher self sort of, or that I interpret as being sort of part of the dark forces on this planet that are controlling this planet and this humanity. And I'm wondering, I think you already answered this question, but I'm not sure what to make of this and to what it is we're to do and what kind of help we're receiving with the darkness on this planet that's been in control for thousands of years.
Dear one, there's great mischief within the astral psychic realm, since it is a reflection of the realm of where you reside now. Much of the astral realm is an echo of the origin of the human species on this particular planet. This planet was seeded by 12 star systems who came together to create a loveriversity, a laboratory of learning how to love. Mm. There are star realms and other galaxies and solar systems and planets within your own galaxy who are awaiting your ascension evolutionary process. And through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, you're learning how you need to learn, the way you need to learn, what you need to learn, when you need to learn it through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. The fact that you're being conscious and not resonating or discerning with the frequency within those astral, your addictions, your duality, your separation, your confrontations reside in the astral realm. One of the reasons you're not able to heal addiction within your frequency effectively is because you have a lack of understanding what it is. It is an astral entity which attaches itself to the emotional body of the human being who is alive in 3D and creates a craving. And it parasitically lives off of that individual. It is a karmic agreement between the two. But as soon as you become aware of what that entity is, you can break it and dispel it by becoming conscious and aware of it. Mm-hmm. All of these truths and tools are being given to humanity through organizations such as the one this channel is working with and thousands of others like this divine soul throughout your planet. All of the information that you need to process and to ascend to a higher frequency are currently available to you. Your resonance and discernment, you can connect with that. The folly of humanity at this time is that they do not understand or accept that we of the planet Earth, your mother in effect, are a conscious living being with organs, air, water, oil, gas, minerals. There are our organs. And by desecrating these and abusing these, you actually are destroying the home or attempting to destroy the home that you love, that you reside within. But this would not be allowed. The ascension process of humanity is a larger process than that of humanity. You once had a civilization on this planet called Atlantis, who were gifted with many, many higher realm technologies and wisdoms beyond your capacity at this time. We had to destroy that civilization because they reached a point in their corrupted disconnect from higher realms to destroy the planet. So we received a dispensation from higher realms to destroy them before they destroyed this world. You have been at that edge of destruction most recently. You could still be at that edge again, but you will not be allowed to disrupt the evolutionary ascension process of this particular planet. It is our intention that all humanity within upon our body joins within the ascension process. Many of you are waking up. Many of you are soul awakening through Christ consciousness. Does that help you, dear one?
I think it does. I think it reinforces, absolutely, it reinforces what I've heard from my higher self, which is just a simple statement. Mine is not to reason why, mine is but to do or die, which I take to mean we must awaken and we can no longer continue with the type of behavior that we have for so long on this planet, with making species go extinct that we depend on for our own life and the ecosystems and the rainforests and that sort of thing that are conscious living systems that are part of you that we need to respect and honor and be responsible for and use in a responsible way and not in a destructive way, and that is no longer acceptable and will not continue. And so we must continue on this ascension process or we will not be here as Atlantis.
Yes, but those who choose, dear children, not to be a part of it will continue your ascension process elsewhere. Right. You will be relocated to other galaxies, to other solar systems, to other planets. As an essential part of your awakening, it is time for you to know more deeply who you are and what being human really means. Prior to incarnating into human form, you agreed to become human and experience all that you've experienced through your many lifetimes on this planet, dear children. What exactly does this mean? It means through your emotional, mental, and physical bodies, you would experience every aspect of these bodies as learning tools. And through taking ownership of this truth, you will ultimately free yourself from these bodies and the bonds that have kept you within the frequency that you exist in now, what you call the 3D. So we ask you, dear children of Mother Earth, why would you choose such a thing? Because you're preparing yourselves to become the master teachers of this planet and the world through we consciousness and to evolve further into galactic and universal service to all that there is. As many of you know, your often not so loved planet has chosen to activate our soul plan to return to light, the destiny of all dense bodies, including you, dear children. Thus all things within and upon the planet will transmute back into light as well. We all ultimately, dear children, return to the components of our creation, light and love. This is the cycle of creation. Is there any other assistance we may be at this time?
No, I very much appreciate what you've said, and just thank you. That certainly answered my question, that we're receiving all the help that we need, and this is simply a choice of choosing between love and fear in the continuation of the human experiment. And that's a very direct answer.
Yes, dear children, let us remind you that this is happening now due to the dispensation of ascension that you have been gifted and your destiny as being human. The contract that you agreed upon to become human contained a timeline that you're completing now. It's not the end of the world, but the end of the world as you have known it in the past and the present. If the world you have had in the past and present continued, you would have destroyed yourselves a long time ago. You've done this before, you know.
Yes.
But your home and planet has made another choice. Remember, It is the love of the source that created you, the destiny of your planet, and you upon this planet that is creating the ascension process into higher consciousness. Remember all these truths, dear one, that come to you at this time. As we leave the channel that we're coming through now, realize that the Christ consciousness energy, transcending any concept of organized religion, is with you now. It is the master in-breath of we breathing. Our outbreath will take place in your season of spring when all become alive again upon your planet. So we thank you for being with us at this time, and we ask you to honor your soul plans and your true soul awakening, dear ones, as we leave. I'm back. This is Philip.
Hi, Philip. Blessings. Thank you very much. That was wonderful.
You're welcome. Well, I wanted on our first time together for people to just sort of feel and hear what it sounds like, you know, the frequency of it, the intention of it, and their ability to interface with us.
That was a remarkable stream of consciousness coming through you. You just reminded me that, matter of fact, last night I had not a channeling, but a spirit message from Gaia last night when I was out with Lana seeing a movie, actually, on a personal matter, and which was rare. That's only happened one other time a couple months ago, and it very different from what you did, for sure. But like you said, you can kind of you know that. Source, you become familiar with it over time, who's speaking, so.
Yeah, I mean, I have the blessing of really, you know, having had a lot of experience with these entities and having done a lot of classes with them and literally thousands of hours at this point. And so right. It's very familiar to me and I feel very secure within it. I'm thankful for that.
That was just an excellent display of channeling, and I love hearing from Gaia. It's a Mother Earth is a, you know, that one of the first concepts I learned was panpsychism, which is all things have consciousness, which is what Gaia just said. All the systems, all the rocks, all the everything, every atom has our personal consciousness, thoughts and feelings and an awareness and some type of intelligence. And of course, I don't know the extent of all of this, but I just have a general sense and awareness of this truth. And that was one of the first truths I received back in 2011. So, and everything that you've been saying on this show, I've been hearing as well, you know, through my higher self, all of these things. And so it's,
yes, because our destination is all the same. Mm. If we can really embrace the concept that the creation would be incomplete without each and every one of us, my response to you is, of course.
Yeah, there's nothing that you've said that that I haven't. I mean, it's great that I'm hearing this, that this is just a confirmation of what I've received as well.
And isn't that the greatest gift we can give one another, is to really love and support one another and say, you are heard. I've heard you. And yes, I'm receiving something similar. And how can we love and support one another within that process?
I do. I think that's one of the greatest gifts that you can give anyone is, you know, you're not alone. You're not crazy. There's nothing wrong with you.
And we've never been alone. It's what these frequencies are telling us, these bands of consciousness. We've never been alone, and we never will be alone. And this colleague's mine, whose daughter committed suicide, you know, she felt alone. She felt no way out because she didn't have this connection.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I felt that way, you know.
How much more time do we have? Because I could go into trance with one other message. What do we have, about 10 minutes?
I think so.
Yeah, hold on. I think I can do this within 10. Let's see if they'll do it. And then you'll get another bent on this, particularly when it's Christ consciousness season. And hold on for a second. Let's see if I have to hold a crystal to do this just a minute. Greetings. We are the archangelic realm of Uriel. We are the world teachers and guardians of your planet. There is so much separation, duality, and confrontation in your world due to your individual wounds and ego defenses, mirroring out into your collective world. As has been taught many times before, all of this is the result of your unloving relationship with self reflecting out into thus your world, creating your wounded world. The ascension, new paradigm shift, moving to a higher frequency of existence, will be achieved through a personal peace process of inside out, beginning with each and every one of you. We of the archangelic realm of Uriel wish to remind you of this. The chosen messenger who we are coming through at this divine moment, like many others, is bringing these truths to you at this time of your Christ consciousness season. To assist you in your individuated personal peace process, can you receive and apply this message at this time, dear one, through your resonance and discernment? Ultimately, as has been explained to you many times before, the intention through the healed loving relationship with self is to create communities of equality, harmony, and balance throughout your world. Where do you have equality, harmony, and balance at this time, dear ones? Remember, the purpose of your plan is to learn to love. As your history reveals, this has not been an easy process for you. It does not have to be this difficult. If you can simply learn to think with your hearts, allowing your mental bodies to be in service to your hearts that knows all of which we speak. All the learning from past lives is stored within the DNA of your heart and passed on from lifetime to lifetime. Let us now examine how aspects of your higher self can be applied to achieve the needed peace on your planet. It is your destiny during the creation of your final golden age to learn to live together in peace through all your chosen diversity. Through your diversity, you are learning you are all aspects of the same thing, love. Acknowledge the divine right of each and every person on earth to be free of his or her wounds and defenses and reveal his or her higher selves. You are in the process of mastering this. Learn how to champion each other's higher self through speaking your truth, knowing your needs, and setting your boundaries. This will allow the opportunity to awaken the full activation of your soul plan, your purpose and reason in being here. You each have talents and gifts to bring into the world through world service, knowing the world would be incomplete without each of you. You all have aspects of the Creator experiencing itself. Be and do this with complete acceptance, compassion, and forgiveness to how you have chosen to learn. Remember, through your personal process, to have no hidden agenda or outcome other than the highest good of all. Surrendering to not knowing will allow the probabilities and the possibilities of the universe to come forth. This requires a quieting of the mental body that constantly needs to know. Again, return to the source of your knowing heart. Surrendering to not knowing, allowing the higher realms to speak and to work through you. Dear ones, the peace you so long and hunger for can and will manifest in your lives, the lives of others in your world, if you simply apply the above words into your action. Select world leaders, governments that reflect those who they govern, who have evolved enough to apply these principles and trust and know there are forces higher than humanity who are able and available to support you through your process. Seriously consider being in service to these forces. After all, they created you. And if you so choose, know that a magnificent reality awaits you. It's Philip, I'm back. That was Archangel Uriel, who was the first entity I ever channeled.
Wow, that's not one I've heard from before through anyone else. Certainly heard of, familiar with the name. That was excellent. I heard some key words there that were personally meaningful to me about balance and a few other things that really resonated with me. So
I encourage people to go into the website, the Angel News Network or Philip Elton Collins. These are all .coms. There's so much free wisdom accessible to people in there. And all the books that are in our library are available in e-books or paperbacks, which are really remarkably inexpensive. And the wonderful thing to realize is none of these came from a human mind. They all came from these frequencies that love and honor us and that we are here in service to. And I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the synchronicity of you and I coming together. and how that worked. We met through a mutual colleague, and then we connected, and it wasn't easy to connect. There were a lot of logistics that were, you know, confusing it, and but we kept persevering, and we made it happen. And how wonderful the service you are through programs like this to allow these truths to come forward. Thank you, dear brother.
Yeah, thank you. And I hope that everyone supports you in your work by visiting your website and looking at what the products and services that you have to offer.
And your your program as well. You know, I've never had an expectation of selling a book.
I don't either. Yeah,
I just release it. I let it go. Who resonate with this stuff. But just to remind everyone, there's just so much available to all of us. And
absolutely.
I'm thankful that, you know, of the guidance I've been given and the training that I've been giving, and my partners, Joel Anastasi and Jeff Fasano and Omar Prince, and a wonderful lady who assists me here named Sharon Ann Meyer, her name is Sam, and just these great souls that come together and help bring these wisdoms out into the world. We're truly blessed.
Doug and Don, the producers of BBS Radio Network, for providing us with a platform to have this radio show and others like Galactic Connection with Alexander Meters and a number of friends that I have who run radio, host radio shows on this network. They're very gracious and working behind the scenes and producing these shows for us. And I'm happy to be in this role myself. I've written several books, and I suppose I could write another one or do workshops. I'm happy to be here as a host and with Lana as my co-host when she's here to offer this through BBS Radio so that people like yourself can come on here and bring in such excellent information to our audience and guide them through this shift.
Yeah, I also want to point out, I think it's one of the reasons Archangel Uriel came through tonight. Archangel Uriel's frequency, this band of consciousness, gifted humanity with cyberspace and the Ethernet to free us from ourselves. And when that first came through to me, I was working for George Lucas at the time, director of marketing out there in that great Lucasfilms empire. And whenever it came through, the Ethernet and the cyberspace were just beginning to become a reality, and I had just finished producing a spot for Steve Jobs at Apple Computer to introduce the personal computer to humanity for the first time. This was in 1984. And I was just trying to put all this together at the time, this incredible career that I was having in film, working with these incredibly talented people, and then what was happening energetically in the planet. And then Uriel actually came through to me when I first started channeling. He was the first entity I channeled and explained to me, we have gifted humanity with this to free this from yourselves. And, of course, what we've done is we've largely corrupted it, which is what humanity loves to do. But still, it is a medium that will allow us to break free of the 3D, and we can get back to not abusing it or corrupting it.
I wonder how you feel about this. During sort of the high point of my awakening a couple of years ago, I actually thought that I was receiving sort of synchronicities directly through the internet, through spirit messages, and as if they were sort of working directly as spirits through the internet to the telecommunications and global telecommunications networks, which I thought was kind of strange. But I've asked other people about this, and they say, yes, they do this. And my higher self confirmed this and says that they almost see it as a sort of a crude technology, but I don't know. But
I've never personally experienced it that way. I can't say it was a personal experience. I mean, mine is just a direct connection, free of cyberspace. But I am very aware that we're using cyberspace to disseminate the information through websites and through social media and through, you know, other platforms and search engines or whatever. But I am very aware of how it has been corrupted, and there are really forces trying to control it. And they're being pretty effective, and I think we just need to become aware of that.
That's one of the things we often talk about on the show is how, you know, quote-unquote dark forces are so well organized, and it's one of the reasons that they've always been effective in controlling humanity through manipulation and psychological strategies and disinformation, etc. Whereas in the spiritual community, we seem to be quite splintered and there isn't a lot of unity, although that's been changing.
I think a way to really understand that is also to get in the origin of the species. I mean, we came here from different star systems, but we also have been, in our ancient past, there have been advanced civilizations here who have corrupted the DNA and the spiritual DNA and the higher realm chakras. They have actually been shut down and manipulated. And a part of our healing and ascension process is healing that and awakening that and rebooting that, if you will. And we still have this within our DNA, and that allows the forces of the few controlling the many. There's still an aspect of that ancient control that's still in place. And, you know, a lot of people get hooked into the drama of conspiracy this and conspiracy that.
Right.
It is important. I never want to go into the drama, but I do want to go into truth. And it is important that we know more about our origin as a species and then how that's affecting us in the now and how we're healing that and transmuting it.
Okay. And that'll be, I think that's a great topic for another show. We've only got about 15 seconds to wrap up. So I just want to thank you so much for being on the show, Philip, and for these wonderful spirit communications. So I'm just going to once again thank you. And do you have any closing remarks quickly?
Oh, just check out our website, the Engine News Network, philipbelton.com. And I hope that this has been of resonant discernment for our listening audience.
Great, and definitely has for me.
Season to everyone.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, we will see you next time on Universal Soul Love. Thank you for listening in. Take care.